Mafia Cats. The tense standoff between Sammy and Tomzo was broken by a sudden commotion outside the fish market. A scruffy ginger tomcat came bounding through the door, eyes wild with fear. "Scratchy! Don Perliano! You gotta get out of here! The law is coming!" the cat gasped between ragged breaths. "Paulie the pawnbroker must have ratted us out to the fuzz!" Chaos erupted in the dank back room. Tomzo unsheathed his wicked claws with a menacing shriek, while Don Perliano lashed his tail furiously. "The little rodent turned snitch!" the old Don bellowed. "I'll have his scraggly hide for a hearing aid!" Scratchy acted swiftly, clawing Sammy's scruff to get his attention. "Sammy boy, you and Soxia make tracks out of here the back way. Petey will show you how to shake any bulls that try topping a tail."
"But Uncle Scratchy, I can't just leave you," Sammy protested.
The grizzled tabby gave him a pragmatic look.
"Don't be a knucklehead. The Don and I gotta talk our way out of this mess, and that's no place for a pair of kitty young'uns."
He turned to scowl at the hovering Tomzo.
"And you ain't laying so much as a whisker on my kin, Clawlotta."
"We clear?" The slate-gray enforcer flexed his hooked claws but held his growl. Soxia bounded over to nuzzle Sammy urgently.
"Come on, we have to go. I won't let anything happen to you, I promise."
Sammy touched his nose to hers briefly with a worried blink before allowing Petey to lead them towards the rear exit. He couldn't help but look back at the determined expression on his uncle's battered face. The wail of police sirens grew louder as the night was shattered by the sound of splintering wood. The iron-fenced rear door burst open as a quartet of night officers swarmed in, truncheons at the ready.
"All right, you mangy tomcats, this is a raid," the lead officer yowled, his thick mustache bristling.
"Don Fergetti Perliano, you're under arrest for operating an unpermitted catnip racket." Scratchy instantly stepped forward, putting himself between the cops and the Don.
"Now hold on a minute, Flatfoots. You got no evidence to barge in here and make trouble."
The sergeant stepped forward into the light and narrowed his eyes.
"Can it, Clawford? We got a hot tip from a little mole that your whole cat wrench gang has been shoving illicit nip on my beat."
Fergetti let out a cranky growl.
"Paulie, that dirty pawnbroker turned rat? I'll have his hide.
Don't matter where we got the tip from," the cop said sternly.
"Fact is, we found a whole stash of the hot stuff behind the market during our search. You're all coming downtown for booking."
Scratchy's torn ear flattened in dismay at this news. A stashed catnip haul was serious business, enough to put them all in the pet clink for a long stretch. As the officers closed in, he couldn't resist one last biting remark.
"You bums got it all wrong. We're on the level, paying our licenses to the—"
His words were cut off as a truncheon came down hard across his jowls with a dull thud. Yowling, Scratchy crumpled to the ground, seeing stars. The last thing he glimpsed was Tomzo taking advantage of the chaos to make a break for the exit. When he came to, Scratchy found himself behind cold steel bars in a dank holding cell. To his dismay, Don Perliano and his most trusted cats were locked up as well, licking their wounds with surly glares. The old Don paced agitatedly in front of the cell.
"This is an outrage. False imprisonment of a—"
He paused for a second.
"Respectable servant of feline society."
Scratchy shook his aching head wearily.
"Save it for Judge Furry when we make bail, Don. More importantly—"
He locked eyes with the Perliano patriarch, his own gaze smoldering. "Who actually planted that nip stash for the cops to find? Because if it was one of your boys setting me up—" His words hung in the air, heavy with implication. Fergetti held the tabby's stare for a long, tension-filled moment before finally looking away with a curt nod of understanding. "Nobody gets away with pulling a job like that on made cats. We'll find out who's responsible, and they'll be sleeping with the tuna tonight." As the cell door clanged shut, the two old neighborhood rivals turned allies glowered in bitter silence. Somewhere out there, a dirty rat had played them both for saps, and there would be hell to pay when they found the pipsqueak.